有时候啊，年轻人啊，刚学校毕业开始工作啊，有个目标啊，赶快的、很快的能够赚到很多钱。
Sometimes when young people have graduated from college and start their first job, their goal is to quickly make a lot of money.
啊，是的，有少数的人啊，真的很快的啊，就赚了很多钱。
And in fact, there is a minority that will actually make a lot of money very quickly.
啊，对一般性来讲啊，应该是啊有一个固定的工作，有一个固定的收入啊，这个是啊比较真实。
Generally speaking, it is more realistic to find a stable job with a set income.
啊，我们常常会把特殊的要把它变成好像啊一般化，我们也是这样子。
We often want to make those special circumstances into something ordinary and common.
其实在信仰上啊，也同样的道理。
We apply the same thing to our spiritual pursuits.
无可否认的啊，有些人真的有那种突然间很大的复兴。
It is undeniable that some of us will experience that sudden revival.
但是啊，比较真实的是啊，一开始啊，是稍微的复兴，一点点的复兴。
But if we are more realistic, then it usually is a very small gradual revival.
有这个稍微的复兴，慢慢的才会带来啊我们所期望的那种大的复兴。
And it is the small gradual revival that brings about the revival at a larger scale.
我们请来看以斯拉记第九章。
Let's refer to the book of Ezra, chapter 9.
以斯拉记第九章第八节。
Ezra, chapter 9, verse 8.
第八节，现在主我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
And now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a peg in his holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage.
在这里以斯拉他就提到这样的字眼，这个稍微的复兴。
Ezra here speaks of a measure of revival.
第九节，我们是奴仆，然而在受辖制之中，我们的神仍然没有丢弃我们，在波斯王眼前向我们施恩，叫我们复兴，能重建我们神的殿，修起毁坏之处，使我们在犹大和耶路撒冷有成员。
Verse 9, for we were slaves, yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage, but he extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to revive us, to repair the house of our God,to rebuild its ruins and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem.
那这是以斯拉他的祷告。
This is Ezra's prayer.
我们从以斯拉我们来看我们如何得到稍微的复兴。
From Ezra, we can learn how to receive this measure of revival.
那这是以斯拉的祷告。
This was Ezra's prayer.
他为了一些百姓所犯的错，他来向神祷告求赦免。
He prayed for the forgiveness of the wrongdoing of his people.
他的祷告是从这个回想这个神的祝福来做开始。
His prayer started from a remembrance of God's grace.
那很多古圣徒他们的祷告都是用感谢来做开始。
Many of the early believers would begin their prayers with thanksgiving.
在以斯拉的祷告里头，他想到神已经为他们做的事情。
In Ezra's prayer, he remembered all those things God had already accomplished for them.
虽然他们还有很多的困难摆在眼前。
Even though they still encountered many difficulties.
但是他先把这些苦的事情放到一旁。
But he set aside these sufferings.
他选择来强调一些正面的事情。
He chose to emphasize and concentrate on the positives.
结果虽然在还有很多困难的当中，他却能够看到那稍微的复兴。
Even though they were in the midst of many tribulations, he was still able to observe the measure of revival.
他为什么能够去看见那稍微的复兴？
Why was it that he was able to see this small revival?
第一个，他专注于神所给的恩惠。
First, it is because he honed in on the grace that he had received from God.
真的要做比较的话，有时候那个恩惠啊，只能够说是小小的恩惠。
If we were to make a comparison, the grace might seem so little.
但是虽然是小小的恩惠，它能够带来稍微的复兴。
But even though the grace may seem very small, it can still bring about a small revival.
那在神的恩典跟怜悯之下，这稍微的复兴，它也可以带来大大的复兴。
Within God's grace and mercy, even this small revival can lead to a larger scale one.
刚才我们所读到的经节，以斯拉在描写说，他们本来是在被掳掠，被掳到外邦，被的这个捆绑当中。
In the verses we just read, Ezra spoke of how the people had been taken into captivity.
本来他们有自己的律法。
They originally had their own law.
现在是生活在异邦的法律之下。
And yet now they were subjected to a foreign power and a foreign law.
他们失去了以前在自己的国家的那一种自由。
They had given up the freedom they experienced in their own nation.
所以当时他们很多人常常就专注于眼前的这个忧伤跟受苦。
That is why many of the people would focus on the suffering that they were experiencing at that very moment.
我们请看诗篇137篇。
Let us refer to Psalm 137.
诗篇137篇第一节。
Psalm 137, verse 1.
第一节，我们曾在巴比伦河边坐下，一追想锡安就哭了。
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. We wept when we remembered Zion.
我们可能在河边烤肉有一个愉快的一天，愉快的下午。
By the rivers, we may be having a barbecue, spending a very happy afternoon.
很多的以色列人，他们在巴比伦的河边，他们想到他们的故乡，想到耶路撒冷，他们就哭了。
Yet many of the Israelites sitting by the river of Babylon would think to their homeland, and they would weep.
以斯拉他是一个爱百姓、爱国家的人。
Ezra was a man who loved the people and loved his nation.
或许他就是曾经在河边在那边哭了的人当中的一个。
Maybe he was one of those who wept by the river.
但是他现在把这个摆一旁，他专注于神所给的恩惠。
But now he set aside this weeping and suffering and thought about God's grace.
他想到说，他就好像那个剩下的人现在能够回到耶路撒冷。
He thought of the remnant who could return to Jerusalem.
那的确，这也真的是神给他们的恩惠。
This was also a grace from God.
因为神感动了当时的波斯的国王。
Because God moved the king of Persia.
所以让一部分的以色列人能够回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
So that a portion of the Israelites could return to the city of Jerusalem and restore the city.
那以斯拉他不是在那个时候回去，他是在更晚一点 的时间他回到耶路撒冷。
Ezra did not return at that very moment, but he went later on.
好，我们请看以斯拉记第七章。
Let us refer to the book of Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉记七章十一节。
Ezra, chapter 7, verse 11.
祭司以斯拉通达主的诫命和是以色列人之立例的文士，亚达薛西王赐给他谕旨，上面写着。
This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel.
十二节，诸王之王亚达薛斯达于祭司以斯拉通达天上神立法大德的文士。
12. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and so forth.
十三节，住在我国中的以色列人、祭司、利未人，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我降旨准他们与你同去。
13. I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you.
在神的恩典之下，以斯拉得到王的命令，他可以带一些人回到耶路撒冷。
Within God's mercy, Ezra received the instruction from the king that he could take a portion of the people and return to the city of Jerusalem.
虽然不是所有的人都可以回去。
Even though not everyone could return,
只是很少的一部分人可以回到耶路撒冷。
But rather, only a very small portion could return to Jerusalem.
不是很大的恩惠，但是也是一个小小的恩惠。
It was small.Portion of grace.
那以斯拉现在他专注于神所给的恩惠。
Ezra sacrificed what was in accordance to the measure of God's grace.
那今天我们也都生活在神大大小小的恩惠里头。
Today we live among God's graces, big and small.
就像保罗所说的，因为主耶稣，我们站在现在的这个恩惠里头。
Just like Paul said, today we stand in the grace of Christ.
我们的罪不再被纪念。
Our sins are no longer remembered.
主耶稣已经将救恩来赐给我们。
The Lord has granted us His grace.
那我们有没有用信心来回应神的恩惠？
Have we responded to God's grace with our faith?
这个以斯拉在他的祈求里头，他已经用感谢来回应神的恩惠。
Ezra responded to God's grace with his thanksgiving.
那为什么以斯拉他能够去看见那稍微的复兴？
Why was Ezra able to witness this small revival?
第二个，以斯拉他专注于神的信实。
The second reason is that he believed in God's trustworthiness.
神的 faithfulness.
Oh, God's faithfulness.
我们请再看回以斯拉记第六章，第九章。
Refer back to Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记第九章第八节。
Ezra chapter 9, verse 8.
说现在主我们的神，他暂且施恩给我们。
And now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God.
给我们这些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。
To leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a peg in his holy place.
在这里，以斯拉用了一个形容，说，让我们安稳，让我们好像钉子钉在他的圣所。
Ezra described here to give us a peg in his holy place.
这个钉子钉在圣所，它的意思就是很安全的，很稳定的。
A peg in the holy place means something very safe and stable.
那这些所谓的钉子指的就是这些剩下的人，这些回到耶路撒冷的人。
This peg referred to the remnant that had returned to the city of Jerusalem.
他们为什么能够回到耶路撒冷？
Why could they return to Jerusalem?
不是说他们在波斯帝国，他们得到了政治的力量。
It wasn't because they had attained political power in Persia.
也不是说因为他们在波斯帝国，他们拥有这个经济上的力量。
It wasn't because they had material wealth in Persia.
乃是照着神过去给他们的应许实现了。
But rather, the promise that God had given them had been manifested.
神说他们被掳满了70年，神要让他们回去重建圣殿。
God had said that within 70 years of their captivity, they would be returned to restore the city.
那照着神的给他们的应许，以斯拉在这些回去耶路撒冷的这些人的当中。
And according to God's promise, Ezra was within the number who were to return to Jerusalem.
是的，回来的人是少数。
It is true that it was only a small number that returned.
哦，但是这个意义却很重大。
But it was still very meaningful.
哦，因为神已经照着他的应许，他来啊这个保护了这些剩下的百姓。
Because God had fulfilled His promise to protect this people.
哦，所以当以斯拉他专注于神的信实，他就发现了一点点的复兴。
When Ezra held on to God's faithfulness, then he witnessed the small revival.
啊，当以斯拉要回耶路撒冷的时候，他曾经也为了有人不愿意接受邀请，而他觉得忧伤。
When Ezra wanted to return to Jerusalem, he was also saddened by those who did not want to take him up on his invitation.
哦，但是现在他专注于神的信实。
But now he focused on God's faithfulness.
哦，他就有了喜乐。
And as a result, he was full of joy.
好，我们请看以斯拉记第八章十五节。
Let's refer to Ezra chapter 8, verse 15.
第八章十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 15.
我召集这些人在流入亚哈瓦河的河边，我们在那里住了三日。我查看百姓和祭司，见没有利未人在那里。
Now I gathered them by the river that flows to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. And I looked among the people and the priests, and found none of the sons of Levi there.
因为回耶路撒冷也有他们特别的使命。
They had a special mission as they returned to Jerusalem.
所以需要很多的所谓的利未人跟着一起回去。
Therefore, they needed a great number of Levites to return with them.
但是这个以斯拉发现这些人当中缺少了这个利未人。
However, Ezra discovered that there were no Levites among them.
起先他是觉得有点忧伤的。
At first, he was saddened.
但是当他回到了耶路撒冷，
But once he returned to Jerusalem,
他想到的是神照着他的应许已经这么真实的实现在他的生活里头。
He thought about how God had been faithful to his promise and had manifested it in his own life.
所以他就喜乐了。
For this reason, he was joyful.
有喜乐就有复兴。
When there is joy, then there is revival.
那我们今天也都在遭遇到不同的事情。
Today we are encountering different situations.
所以我们每天也都在面对着一些的选择。
Therefore, every day we are facing different choices.
那到底我们所专注的是什么？
What are we concentrating on?
其实我们也要来像以斯拉这样子，我们来专注于神的信实。
We need to be like Ezra and hold on to God's faithfulness.
好，我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。叫神因我们得荣耀。
For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us.
在这里保罗提到神的应许，不论有多少，在主耶稣基督里头都是阿们，都是肯定的。
Paul says to us that no matter how many promises God gives us, all of them are true and are yes in Jesus Christ.
保罗的意思也是我们要专注于神的信实。
In other words, Paul is also teaching us to grasp onto God's faithfulness.
我们曾经遇到我们有需要的时候。
When we are in times of need.
我们曾经有过软弱的时候。
When we are in times of weakness.
我们曾经有过困惑的时候。
When we are in times of difficulty.
我们曾经有过困难的时候。
And then when we are in times of challenges.
我们也曾经有过忧伤的时候。
When we are in times of grief.
我们也曾经有过面对着我们在教会里头侍奉的工作。
when we are in times of holy work in the church.
我们也曾经有过人生里头觉得很沮丧的时刻。
When we are in times of great disappointment in our daily lives.
那我想绝大部分的人，现在的我们已经走出来了。
I believe that in most cases we have overcome these times.
我们回想这些，我们不得不承认，是的，我们的神是信实的神。
If we think back to all these times that we have overcome, we know that God is a faithful God.
神的应许在主耶稣基督里头，他都是肯定的。
All God's promises in Jesus Christ are true.
那当我们能够专注于神的这些神的信实，我们也很自然的能够像以斯拉这样子，在祷告里头充满我们的感谢跟赞美。
When we can concentrate on God's faithfulness, then we can pray the way Ezra does, full of thanksgiving.
那我们也可以发现那稍微的复兴。
We will also discover this small revival.
为什么以斯拉能够去发现那稍微的复兴？
Why was Ezra able to discover this small revival?
再来就是以斯拉他也专注于神的这种美善。
It was because Ezra also focused on God's goodness.
好，我们请再看回以斯拉记第九章。
Let's refer back to Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记第九章的最后一句话。第九章第八节，最后一句话。
Ezra chapter 9 verse 8, the second part.
他说我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
That our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage.
在这里以斯拉他说神光照我们的眼目。
Here Ezra tells us that God enlightens our eyes.
神的光照，这就是神的美善。
God's light refers to God's goodness.
这个神是生命的源头。
God is the source of all life.
那神也是所谓的神就是光。
God is also light.
那神他光照我们的眼目。
God enlightens our eyes.
就是神因为神的美善，所以他让我们走在光里头。
Because of God's goodness, that is why we can walk upon a path of light.
今天因为神的怜悯，我们常常是生活在爱里头。
Because of God's compassion, we live within His love.
今天因为神的怜悯，所以我们可以过着一个效法基督的生活。
Because of God's compassion, we can live a life that follows Christ's example.
今天因为神的怜悯，所以我们能够过着一个荣耀神的生活。
Because of God's compassion, we can lead a life that will glorify Him.
今天因为神的怜悯，所以让我们过着一个能够 honor 能够尊荣他的生活。
Because of God's compassion, we can lead a life that honors Him.
今天因为神的怜悯，所以我们能够过着一个信靠他的生活。
Because of God's compassion, we can lead a life where we are reliant on Him.
所以我们真的因为他的怜悯，我们是走在光中。
Therefore, because of God's compassion, we walk in the light.
因为神他光照我们的眼目。
Because God enlightens our eyes.
所以让我们的生活不是在黑暗里头。
Therefore,
是在光明里头。
Our lives are in the light, not in darkness.
所以基于以上的这三个原因，以斯拉他发现他有稍微的复兴。
For these three reasons we just mentioned, Ezra was able to witness this measure of revival.
那这个小小的感受，却是一个很有价值的感受。
This small experience was a very priceless one.
就好像以利亚先知，他看到海边所飘上来的那一小片云。
Just like when Prophet Elijah saw that small puff of a cloud come up.
因为在信仰里头总是充满着许多的盼望。
Because in our faith we have a lot of hope.
这也是为什么走在信仰的道路上面，让我们的生活是那么的活泼。
This is the reason why when we walk in our faith, then we are very lively.
好，我们来看，当以利亚看到那一小片云，他的祷告是变得多么的有力量跟活泼。
When Elijah saw that very small cloud, his prayer became stronger and livelier.
好，我们请看列王记上十八章。
Let's refer to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章四十四节。
First Kings chapter 18 verse 44.
四十四节第七次，仆人说：“我看见有一小片云从海边上来，不过如人手那样大。”以利亚说：“你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被蚁阻挡。”
Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So Elijah said.Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.
已经大约三年六个月没有下雨。
During that time, it had not rained for 3 years and 6 months.
意思就是整个天空看不到一片云。
In other words, you could not find any clouds in the whole sky.
那在以利亚的祷告当中，他发现了那一小片云，好像手掌那么大而已。
As Elijah prayed, then he discovered a cloud as small as a man's hand.
那他的祷告变得这么的活泼有力量。
Then his prayer grew stronger and livelier.
他吩咐仆人说：“去告诉亚哈王，赶快套车下去，免得被蚁阻挡。”
Elijah went as far as to tell his servant to tell Ahab to prepare his chariot and go down before the rain would stop him.
四十五节，霎时间。天阴风云黑暗降下大雨，亚哈坐车往耶斯列去了。
45. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel.
虽然是像手掌般大手那样大的那一小片云，结果它就变成了这个 heavy rain 很大的雨。
That cloud went from the size that was so small as a man's hand to becoming a black cloud with heavy rain.
是的，我们信仰的道路要不断的来长进，来复兴。
We need to continually revive and grow in a spiritual walk.
那一般来讲，就是从这一小片云，从这稍微的复兴来开始。
Generally speaking, we start with this small cloud, with this small revival.
我们每一个人都需要。这稍微的复兴。
Every one of us requires this small revival.
那从以斯拉的身上，我们可以学习到怎样让我们能够有这稍微的复兴。
From Ezra's example, we have learned how to find this small revival.
让我们来专注于神的恩惠。
So that we can concentrate on God's grace.
让我们来专注于神对我们的信实。
Let us focus on God's faithfulness.
让我们来专注于神对我们的美善。
Let us focus on God's goodness.
那我们也一定可以像以斯拉这样子拥有那稍微的复兴。
Then like Ezra, we will find this measure of revival.
那这稍微的复兴，它不是只是停在这里，
停在那里。Revival will not just stop there.
它会像那倾盆大雨一样的，让带给我们我们所想要有的。那很大的复兴。
It will bring about what we desire most, which is that larger revival.
那我们现在用20分钟，我们一起来做祷告。
Now we will spend the next 20 minutes in prayer.
在祷告当中，我们一起来思想神的恩惠。
In our prayers, let us remember God's grace.
在祷告当中，我们一起来纪念神对我们的信实。
In our prayers, let us remember God's faithfulness.
在我们祷告当中，我们一起来思想神是如何的。让我们走在光里头。
In our prayers, let us remember how God has led us in the path of light.
愿神祝福我们的祷告。
May God bless our prayers.
让我们都拥有那稍微的复兴。
So that we will all find this measure of revival.
那我们要接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.